Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. They're 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Chuck Berry bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Andy Goss is here, and Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. Andy Goss is a monetary expert and the author of The Secret World of Money, andygoss.com. Right, Andy?
That is correct. A-N-D-Y-G-A-U-S-E.com.
All right, so check it out. Bob, thanks again for being here. Andy, you too. In September 2008, the way it's been explained to me, Andy, is that what happened there was that the shadow banking system got bollocksed up when people quit taking some of the subprime mortgages as collateral, and when they wouldn't keep redeeming those, it sort of plugged up the liquidity supply, and that's a very quick and primitive way to say it, but I think that's pretty much what seems to be what happened. Are we in for that kind of a thing right now, possibly with the junk bond bubble that's sort of starting to crash right now?
I do think so. Yeah, the shadow banks they don't take deposits, so they can lever up much greater than a traditional bank or even a mutual fund or money market fund can, and they make up now about 30% of the system. Mm-hmm. And so they're sitting there with enormous leverage based on a mindset that interest rates are falling, so therefore bonds are increasing in value. And all these bonds that were issued during the oil boom and so forth, the inability of the companies to pay them is starting to increase the risk.
Right.
And these entities outside the banking system, outside the regulation of the Fed, can certainly have risk built up that isn't visible to the rest of the
could we wake up
community.
Could we wake up one morning, Bob, you have any thoughts on this? Could we wake up one morning in the next month or two or three and find out that something very similar has happened with junk bonds that happened with subprime mortgages?
You're sort of asking us to predict a black swan event, and
yeah,
almost by definition you can't do that. I think in 2008 there were big financial institutions that were about to go down. It wasn't just a matter of markets.
Mm-hmm.
And the way
that's
I view 2008 is simpler than the way you do it. I just think that the way they had so many, many mortgage loans that were not viable once the teaser rates went up.
Yep.
It was just a time bomb out there. And people didn't notice it because they were being packaged up into mortgage-backed
securities. And re-leveraged, Bob, 70 to 1 sometimes.
Yeah, it was terrible, but most people only saw that in retrospect. By the
right.
way, The Big Short's about to come out in a movie, if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
And I think Michael Lewis found the only three or four guys in 2008 that knew what was going on.
And Andy, Bob makes a good point. The banking system is in better shape than they were in 2008. But could the shadow system, is it big enough? I mean, at one point in time, I was told the shadow banking system was bigger than the regular banking system.
Well, I think that's a stretch. But I agree with Bob. In March of that year, I published the top 20 banks in trouble. And the names on that list were shocking. You know, they were folks
yeah.
that, you know, everyone knows. So this time, you know, Fifth Third and things like that are much smaller entities.
Mm-hmm.
But the ripple effect could most certainly affect some of the larger banks, the traditional banks.
What are the implications of the rate increase today on that scenario?
Well, the 70 to 1 leverage that you mentioned, even a quarter point could wipe out capital. So when you look at something like the municipal bonds issued by U.S. Steel, in January of this year they were quoted at 113. Now they're quoted at 67.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of plunge cannot be absorbed when you're levered to the
mm-hmm.
extent that these institutions
and
are.
And this is the implications on Main Street that I'm worried about, Bob. What Andy's talking about right now, this is the kind of collateral damage implication on Main Street that really upsets me and has me concerned, Bob. What do you think?
Well, you're right to be concerned, and I would assume that the fact that we all know what happened recently would make people more cautious than to do it all over again. Sort of like Midland, Texas bumper stickers, you know.
Yeah.
Lord, give us another boom. We promise not to piss it away.
Yeah. Bob, I'm going to let that be your last comment there, Bob. That's a good one.
Okay.
Andy, what do you think? Last thoughts. Very short.
Well, first of all, it's an honor to be here with Bob. I appreciate your opinions, and I'm so happy that they merged with mine. I'm really worried, like Jim, about the effects of this, the ripple effects of this, not so much the quarter point rate increase. So I hope the Fed takes an accommodative stance, but I do see that their balance sheet is levered 70 to 1.
So oh, yeah, exactly. Thank you for being
where
here.
They're going to go.
Andy Goss, Bob McTeer, thank you both for being here. Good job. We'll do it again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.